Good morning. 7:20 on 7:20. Yeah, 7:20 19. 7:20 17. Blah. I got so excited that the date and the time were the same. It's like, woohoo, 7:20. I should have been out half an hour ago. Hell, I should have been out an hour ago. It's already heating up. I don't know what today's going to be. It's going to be another high 90s day. Yesterday was beastly. Today's probably not going to be much better. So, yeah, hi. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. I'm still moving. One of the side effects of not of being below 6 in my A1C is that I don't have to check my glucose every twice a day. I'm still going to go ahead and check it in the morning just to see if it does, you know, if I have any kind of odd change. But as long as I stay pretty close to my diet, as long as I watch my carbs, as long as I don't go overboard on sweets or starches, I should be good. I should be okay. It's still high. It's still, you know, it's over 140, and it should be like 100. Fasting should be like 120, 130. But it's not terribly much over. This morning was 148. And the truth is that the meter is not all that accurate. The idea that, you know, you might be able to take your glucose two consecutive times in a row and have it be the same is, or have it even be within 20. Well, 10 maybe. It's a bit odd. I've talked about it before. I'll stop talking about it now, but boy, today I have to get some words down. Today's the 20th. I have 10 days to finish this book. Before I have to send it over to Karen. Actually, Karen is not expecting it till the end of the month of August. But I really want to get it going. I get to get a tour. I want to add this writing practice to my daily stuff. Because right now I'm sort of drifting through the days. I look through all the stuff I've done during the day, and for the most part, it's basic maintenance. And so if I'm going to be able to continue to live with this disease, with this condition, I also need to be able to work with this condition. And while I'm approaching the age where most people stop working, I have no intention of retiring from writing, because it gives me such pleasure, which makes the fact that I'm not doing it every day for, you know, at least an hour, something, just give me something. I'm not doing the thing that I love to do. And I have to think about that. Actually, I have to stop thinking about that. I have to start saying, okay, 9 o'clock comes, I'm going to start writing. And get back into the 9 o'clock groove. Or the 5 o'clock groove. I'm up at 5 o'clock most mornings. If I write from 5 to 6, there are few mornings where that hour is taken up by something outside of me. And it isn't so much about word count. It isn't so much about productivity, which is the current headspace pack that I'm working through, is the productivity pack. And I don't... It's not that old kind of thinking where I have to do this, I have to do this work, I have to do... It more goes back to the motivation pack I did, the one before last, which was, how does it make you feel? What's the most important thing for you to do right now? And almost No, it's not universally true, but quite frequently it's true. The most important thing I should do right now is write. And not because I need the word count, not because I have this sort of outmoded idea of, well, if I'm not working, if I'm not producing words, then I'm not working. Because the truth is, my brain does not stop working on this story. It doesn't stop, it keeps going. And I just enjoy it. And it's somebody asked me once a long, long time ago. It's like, well, how do you do what you do? And the answer is, I don't. For most of my life, I have not. At this point, most of my life. In the early days, it was not the case. But for most of my life, for the latter half. I don't see my work as work. It's not something to endure to keep food on the table and a roof over my head. Those are side benefits. Those flow from the stuff that I do. And I much more think of the stuff that I do. It's not just writing, but going back a couple of jobs. Stuff that I do is stuff that I enjoy doing. I have a mantra for everything. And the mantra for that was, if I'm not having fun, I'm not going to do it. That's pretty much true across the board for me. If I'm not going to have fun, I'm not going to do it. Okay, what is this person going to do with this dog? Dog is on the leash. The dog is on the sidewalk. The person's walking in the gutter. Okay, she's going to make that turn down there. Good. And there of all of the things that I have done, writing is far away the most fun. Sure, it's difficult. Sure, it's hard. Sure, it's frustrating. Sure, it's all of those things. But so it's a good game. It's a challenge. It's a puzzle to solve. It's a brain thing. And my brain gets stimulated when I write in ways that I really enjoy. So the question of the hour is, why don't I do it more often? Why don't I earmark hours? Those times when I have done that, it has worked out really well. And I sort of fell off the wagon. I sort of stopped doing that. It's part of the structure that I created a while back. Part of the structure that is built into my wall calendars, which I have been updated with my walking and with my limited writing. And those few blue marks are not... I'm not indicative of a guy who's having fun. So I think it's that time of year maybe where I, you know, the high summer is over. We're counting down to fall and into the winter and the dark time, and this is where I need to be digging in. This is the part of the year where I need to reevaluate again. Which is sort of the theme for the whole Ravenwood series. You're never too old to make a bad decision. Well, the idea is that you have to keep evaluating. Doesn't matter how old you get. Doesn't matter what else is going on. Doesn't matter where you may be in your particular journey. You have to always evaluate, is this the right path? Is this the path I want to be on? Is this the path that takes me where I want to go? And where I want to go is to write more books than Heinlein, which sounds like, oh my God, really? More than Heinlein? He only wrote 40. I'm writing number 14. So, know, 20-something. Twice as many as I've got so far. Blog post. Say it with me. Sorry. Out of sequence. But the point being that it's not an unreasonable amount. It's not a number that would be outrageous. It's a number that I'm going to have to get going on if I'm going to beat before I kick the bucket, but it's a number that I could do. And it's not that I want to rush the book. It's not that I want to rush the story. It's not that I want to, you know, I have to have Port Count every day or I'm not being a writer, blah, 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 blah. It comes back to this one basic truth that writing makes me happy. Writing makes me feel good. Writing is, for all of its downsides, writing is play. Writing is fun. Writing is not work. There's definitely aspects of it that are work-like, but creating the book, creating the story, laying it out, putting it together, telling a story that has something besides that we went out and killed a bunch of people and came back and half of us died, but we were victorious and that's all that matters. Telling other kinds of stories. Oh, what have I been reading? Mostly I've been reading Melissa Foster's romances. I did just pick up a new science fiction. I'm not sure about it. It was a freebie on BookBub. First book in the series, so there's a long series behind it. It's first book. It's kind of It started in the one of the two ways that is guaranteed to, two of two ways that is guaranteed to irk me. One, a prologue. And the prologue started. Too late in the battle for me to care. And then in the first chapter, they recapped everything that was in the prologue. So, yeah, it was not a terrific opening. Honestly, it's not a terrific story. We have naval officers drinking scotch for breakfast. And while I appreciate, you know, mores may have changed in 200 years, drinking scotch for breakfast. Really? Really? Not just once, this happened a couple of times. The CO has just got underway and took her executive officer into a ready room where she has a bar. And they've just begun this long shakedown cruise. And so, having gotten underway, she takes the XO into a ready room, and they have a drink. Scotch. Exo doesn't really like scotch. The CEO says, my mother told me don't trust somebody who doesn't like scotch. Now, I say that about coffee. But I only say it in jest because I know coffee is not everybody's go-to. Honestly, if I were to be introduced to it right now, I don't know if I would drink coffee. But coffee, for me, is way more than water dribbled through ground beans. Roasted, ground roasted beans. There's a whole history of me and coffee that goes back to aluminum percolators on the back of the wood stove. That goes back to the rite of passage where I was allowed to have a cup of coffee. Of thick china mugs and wooden tables. Of visiting friends and sharing a pot of coffee. Of meeting somebody for a cup of joe. Of conversations formed over and around a cup of coffee. So coffee to me is more than just a beverage. Coffee to me is more than just this dirt-flavored water. And honestly, I don't have that same relationship with anything alcoholic because I didn't drink beer until I was 60. And I never developed a taste for scotch until a year ago. Something which I can now indulge periodically. Without having to worry about too much about the glucose spikes. I still need to be aware of them, but the truth was I could always partake. I just had to deal with the glucose spikes. I just had to deal with the carbs. And I still do. But the idea that a spike one day or spike a couple times a week even, is going to be life-threatening, has gone away. Which doesn't mean I can't let up. Doesn't mean I can have a beer every day. Doesn't mean I can have a Jameson nightcap. I can't have a Jameson nightcap because it interacts, unfortunately, with my evening meds, but glass in the afternoon. A beer on a hot day. All possible. So, I don't know. I'm not even going to mention the author. I'm not going to mention the title. At least not yet. Not till I get further in. But at any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.